Make sure that you treat her like a gentleman. Make sure that you hold open the car door for her. Make sure you treat her with respect. Make sure to put herself before yourself. Hold yourself up like a man would. So not all these statements are inherently wrong, but there are some lies behind them. Think about this. I'm going to come back to it. So welcome back, MGTOW Men. Right there, I just listed five statements that have been delivered to men for the past few generations in Western culture. I think of the 1950s, the 60s, and the 70s in particular when I read these lines. Thinking of the high school letterman jacket wearing marine cut hairstyle dude going to take his flapper wearing girlfriend out to the movies on Friday night down the main drag in any town in America. So that's how things were. Albeit the man had more influence in those days, this is true. They chose the dates and the girls went on them at his accord. But those men were dealing with a woman of a different breed. But what we're focusing on here is something else. We are looking at the lines that a man receives when he ventures on these dates on a Friday night after whooping the rival school on homecoming. He gets these lines from who? A lot of time, his father. And those were the days, but the messaging was just as dangerous as gynocentric and the messaging towards men about how they should treat a lady is today. And what I'm getting at is the messaging is never cautionary about women. There's never any caution expressed when fathers raise a man, especially in American culture. And maybe this wasn't the case for you, and you instead had a father that was an alpha and that you didn't feed you blue pill lies and instead delivered you the harsh red pill realities about women. And this Leave It to Beaver generation helped catalyze the feminocracy that is today. Our current state of affairs is not solely a product that exists in a vacuum. It has been created by past generations, and this language and the lack of caution and instruction from fathers about the danger of women is one of the reasons why our generation and Generation X and the baby boomers have been destroyed by divorces that women have helped create, with 75% of them being prompted by the female. And this is because many of us were never taught right. Our examples have been our live experiences, guys. And I get comments and emails every day explaining why they went MGTOW. Maybe one in every 100 comments or emails that I receive says that my old man taught me the red pill ways of women, gave me criteria to look for if I was to date, and what women to stay away from. And this just doesn't happen. And for some reason, there is no curriculum taught today. And if you're not getting the curriculum at home, you're definitely not going to get the curriculum in Western education. And it didn't happen for me. So as a MGTOW mailbag, today's video is partially inspired by an email I got a week back focusing on how to raise a kid, whether it is a girl or a boy. He emailed, I'm going to read it below. Being as a large majority of MGTOW men have suffered the pains of divorce with children, I wonder if you'd consider doing a video on how to instill red pill-based morals onto boys and for myself, young girls, as the gynocentric world is ever increasing. I love my daughter. Other than my career and faith, she is the main focus and drive in my life. And I want to hear possible advice on how to not only make her aware of her nature as she grows into her tweens and teens, but how to teach her how to build her intelligence and health in case she doesn't find a man to spend the rest of her life with. God knows I'm never dating or getting married again, so I won't ever have a boy, but I want to create the most red pill self-aware daughter I can. So first off, God bless you for being the one to raise your daughter. A man is put in one of the most difficult situations he can be in by having to raise a daughter in today's society, and you ask some really good questions, some really sound questions with a lot of wisdom behind them, I could tell. And so while culture is shifting things and making it easier for a girl to succeed, thanks to hypersexualization of women and the monetization behind it, not just obviously through prostitution, but Instagram prostitution, but also affirmative action and giving women jobs because it's often the right thing to do in many people's minds, not to mention that they're developing better skill sets through further education. These are true facts, but a woman is more likely to see it monetarily in today's world, but that's not necessarily the right thing. But it's funny how even mainstream Hollywood films are having the father be the single parent, raising the daughter. And for some reason, Mark Wahlberg is always the one behind that, it seems like, whether it's the Transformers movie or in The Fighter, I believe it is, with Christian Bale. He's the dad with the daughter raising it as a lone father. And props to you, man, because whenever I think of this situation in these movies, I thought of a challenge beyond that, what many men can handle. and the constant managing and guidance that needs to be given to a daughter that is being raised today as she is bombarded with ways to sell herself sexually and act out on a gynocentric culture is really a difficult full-time job. So to dovetail off this, I want to tell you a story about my father to help explain my answer. And I'm not really going to give you a direct answer about how to help your daughter. I may look at this later, and I want to make a video on how to raise a daughter to go into college. So my dad has worked in probation his entire life. He has a heart for helping young men out and for being a positive voice for them. He's one of the most positive people I've ever been around, and I realize more and more how I'm like him every day, even from the things like leaving coffee mugs on the top of the car before driving away, or falling asleep listening to the radio or a podcast. We do the same things and have the same habits. And looking back on how I've dated and I've handled women, I've noticed that I acted largely in the same way that he did. Although I've been thankful to have more experience and have not gotten married during that experience, protecting me from a firestorm-filled divorce that he would have had if my mother and his wife was not an absolute saint, because she is. And as I've said, my parents have been married 40-plus years, but he still has always taken the lead. He has not still taken the lead when it comes to many things in life involving my mom. He's okay with that, and he's a very simple man, just wanting to watch the Cubs play and making sure that he can listen to his political talk show commentary when doing the dishes after work each night. And he doesn't ask for much. He's a very subservient in that matter. My mother, on the other hand, has often called the shots, and while she's a great woman in every way, this is one area where I believe that I was harmed by observing this political distance. They recently bought a new car, and it was fueled by the type of car she wants. He always asks my mom for what is called spending money each time he needs some money to buy a meal at a local restaurant during a work break or to buy some gas. They've gone to her vacation spot for the last 40 years, albeit he didn't have one, and she had gone there during her childhood. So these are small, minor things, obviously, but it's an example of a larger thing. And it's never really caused a rift, and it isn't inherently bad. It's just something I've noticed. And when it comes to fixing things around the house, he takes the lead. When it comes to doing my mother's taxes for her small business, he takes the lead. When it comes to managing the family's finances as a whole, he takes the lead. These areas are where he expresses his patriarchal right. Okay, but through this, I've noticed that my mother has had the control, and I believe that it was fueled by the upbringing of the baby boomer culture largely, and obviously their respective upbringings. And the man has the power, but he's expected to carry the load when the woman expects him to do so. And it's been a great example of marriage, but it's taught me that a man should not take second fiddle to the erection of a female, and this is not how it should be. And it's something that I carried into my dating experiences and failed to recognize until going through them. So as I've said, I've never dated until I was nearly 21, and my dad had hardly dated all throughout high school. I mirrored him. In fact, he was set up to take a girl out to a school dance in high school from the ushering of a high school teacher that wanted him to get experience of taking a girl out, not something he wanted to do. He never did that, and at age 24, he got married to my mom. He's never looked back at all. He would have no idea how to flirt. I'm not a flirtatious guy, but I would know more about what to do in that situation. And I'm not much as like him, and I'm far more gregarious and open. I'm similar to my mom that way than he is. He's far more reserved, and I respect that part of him. But if it has taught me something, it's taught me to be respectful, and it's taught me to speak with reason and to only speak after I've thought through my words. It's taught me not to waste my time on women, because neither of my parents ever stated that it should be a priority to me, but it never taught me how to view women. And that's where I failed, and that's where I experienced my failure, was never knowing how to view women and the red pill truth behind them. And I was, as a result, I lived in a shell. I would compare it largely to the words from Pink Floyd's song, Mother, in which the main character in the storyline that is the wall talks about all the walls that his mother, as a single mother, put up. When I dated the two chicks that I had in my past, my mother was the one to talk to me about them. She was the one to ask if I'd kissed any of them yet. She was the one to find out their personalities. She was the one to ask me what I liked about them. She was the one to tell me what to look for. She was the one to tell me what to avoid. And this is all too similar to the lyrics in Mother, in which Pink deplores through these words. Mother, do you think she's good enough for me? Mother, do you think she's dangerous to me? Mother, will she tear your little boy apart? Mother, will she break my heart? Hush now, baby, don't you cry. Mama's gonna check out all your girlfriends for you. Mama won't anyone dirty get through. And that was me. My mom didn't want to let anything dirty get through, and I will tell you what happened on the night that I lost my virginity to the girl that could have landed me with a marriage at 22 or a child before I graduated college. So, I drive about 4.5 hours to school that day from my home, arriving in my college town after being gone for the summer at about 11 p.m. that night. All this time, during the drive over, I hadn't had sex with her. She's texting me. This is the trap that I got myself into in the first place. I shouldn't have been with this chick as it was. Is texting me that I need to buy condoms. So my mom is on the ride as well, but she's following in another van nearby, as I needed a larger car, which was her car, in order to bring the stuff I needed for the semester. I had some stuff in my car as well. So we get out at the college town. We get things unloaded. We go out to eat really quick. And during the meal, this conversation is one of the most lucid conversations that I can see it clearly, that I've ever had. And it's if my mom could see right through me in my eyes. She knew it was going to happen. And she tells me, first off, don't go to see her tonight. It's too late and you've been driving all day. Secondly, don't have sex with her. I don't know what her sexual past is and if she's a virgin or not, do not have sex with her. She's a very cute girl, and I'm not just saying that because she is. And I want you to watch out for yourself. Well, in my mind, things were already made up. So at 3 a.m. that night, what I do, I drive myself over to her house about 20 minutes away. I keep her awake, have sex with her, there for about an hour or two, and I drive back to my apartment on campus without even putting the bedding on my bed. I just said, screwed it all, screwed her, and drove through the night half awake, threw it all out the window. A lot of things proverbially were just gone in that moment, as was my dignity, as was my ability to see women as they needed to be, and I had no idea what I was getting myself into. Because I had no preparation for it. This is one thing that I was not prepared for from my parents. And to think back on it, that's scary that my mom actually predicted the night I would lose my virginity, age 20, August 21st, 2014. So that was the day. We're about 3 years past that now. And she was right. She was actually doing me a service. But looking back on it, why was it my mom that was telling me this? Why was it my mom that was warning me at age 20? Why did I have to receive this message now? Sure, I never dated during high school, and they never had to worry about me knocking up a chick or bringing home a bra that they wouldn't approve of, but that doesn't mean that I should never be warned of a woman and never be warned of what to expect. So I knew nothing, guys, and despite this girl having a background of abuse and having a background of neglect and having a sexual past that I don't think she was proud of, I said that I would be able to fix it all, and as long as I was good, I'd be able to get past the roadblocks that were already in place. That was not the case, and I didn't know that. I didn't know that I couldn't just effort myself through like I thought I could do everything else in life, for school, for athletics, for work. I thought I could just effort myself in and get what I wanted. I did not know that effort would not solve anything. I did not know that it would not fix anything, and that effort doesn't make a relationship work. Effort's never the answer, and you cannot change a woman, okay? So I never once had a conversation about dating when I was growing up. I never discussed this with either of my parents, but most importantly, my dad. And never once did I speak to him about it or what I should avoid, and I don't even know if he'd know. So I was supposed to take the precautionary measures and be aware of them myself. And there's immense danger in that, because you end up, like many of us men, not knowing what to avoid. And not knowing that a woman first wants you for your resources, and no matter what you do to sacrifice for her and all the meals you pass up and all the hours you slave away in the gym to maintain your physique, it will never be enough for her. And that's not what she wants first and foremost. She wants the resources you offer. And I didn't know any of this stuff. I never heard about my dad dating anyone else before he ended up getting married. And I didn't find that out until only a month or two ago. And thus, I almost felt like I couldn't, and that I wasn't going to be as manly as him if I did date. And this is what we can't have, men. We can't have fathers that are glossing over the red pill dangers of women dating and what can happen if you don't value yourself first or understand whatever you're taught about relationships in the media, in movies, or in school are lies. And if you believe them, the first experience that a man has is the experience that he's going to go through the ringer with. He's going to lose his personal sanity. He's going to lose himself. He's going to lose his money, and worst, even losing his marriage and kids. So brother, thanks for sending me that email. I know that I didn't answer it directly in regards to raising a daughter. I will look more at that in the future. And I'll also look to answering how to prepare your daughter for college, if indeed you do have a daughter that is about to be that age. So fathers, and for you men that are reflecting on how you came to MGTOW, This is often the case, guys. We are a generation of men once again raised by women. And if you're having kids, don't be the father that doesn't just forget that. You need to be a vocal father, and you need to talk about things that touch the heart too, because that's another lie that society has told us, that we can't share these things. We cannot be emotional. We cannot speak about relational matters. In just one conversation with about women, delivering the real truth and actually advising a son to look out for things in women is a rarity, because otherwise he's going to be lost in the gaze of her physical beauty. And don't miss that opportunity to do so, because I know that it would have had an enduring impact on me, as anytime I heard something of value from my dad that should be heeded, I did heed it. And so men, enjoy your Freedom Friday, and help make sure the next generation knows that Friday nights free are valuable. So let me know what your experiences with your fathers are, and how he influenced you or didn't below. What do you wish he said to you when he sat you down? Let me know in the comment section below. I want to hear you guys and what you have to say. As always, hoodies up, hoodies out.